Coming to you from Cincinnati's Computer Cooperative Studios, you're listening to Hemp Rock Radio on WBQC LP Cincinnati 95.7 FM. WBQC LP, as a community radio station, serves only to open its airwaves to responsible, divergent points of view. WBQC LP does not endorse any political campaign or candidates. The opinions expressed on Hemp Rock Radio do not reflect the views of WBQC LP, Media Bridges, its staff, or Board of Trustees. The opinions expressed reflect the views of Hemp Rock and our guests. Thanks for listening. Welcome, Hemp Rockers, to Radio Free Queen City and the Monday edition of Hemp Rock Radio with the happy Hemptress and joint hosts, the Burn Man and the Dope Boy Pot and Hash, featuring the Pottsbury Bakery and Hemp Rock Cafe on WBQC LP 95.7 FM, the voice of the Queen City.
WBQC.7 is online at WVQC.org. Hemp Rock is at HempRock.com, and the Hemp Rock Hemp Line is at 513-684-HEMP. That's 513-684-HEMP.
To talk to us during the show, call 513-564-9600. That's 513-564-9600.
And now, here's Hemp Rock Radio with all things hemp, marijuana, the drug war, and more, including guests, music, news, food, and lots of fun here on 95.7 FM WVQC LP, low power to the people.
Don't even hear when I think. Just give it time, then speak my name. Now we can hear ourselves again.
Despite a decades-long drug war, billions of dollars spent, and millions of Americans locked up in prisons, drug use rates have remained relatively constant. Any economist will tell you that as long as there's demand, there will always be entrepreneurs with a supply ready to make a profit. When a drug dealer is busted, it's nothing more than a job opening for someone else to fill. This is Economics 101. Join Students for Sensible Drug Policy to help teach lawmakers the simple economics lesson. Visit www.schoolsnotprisons.com to find out more information about SSDP, if there's a chapter at your school, or how to start one. It's time to join the growing opposition to our country's failed war on drugs and start an open, honest, and rational discussion of alternative solutions to our nation's drug problems.
Hi, we're Cheech and Chong, and you're listening to Hemp Rock Radio on Radio Free Queens City,
WVQC.org, Cincinnati's
95.7 FM.
And yes, we are at 95.7 FM, and we are strong. So somebody out there must have donated money. So I hope everybody out there that can hear it in their cars and their homes, wherever they are around the little, I can't say, well, the double state, because we know we can't be heard in Indiana on the radio. But we can be heard in North Kentucky and the Cincinnati area here at WVQC down at Media Bridges. And we are strong. So I guess the lightning just can't keep us down.
It's stronger over in northern Kentucky than it is in Cincinnati.
Absolutely. So, that's good because we're going to have somebody from Kentucky on here in a few minutes. Gatewood Galbraith.
Our next governor.
That's right. The next governor of Kentucky will be on here in just about 15 minutes here on Hemp Rock Radio. Gatewood Galbraith, of course. So stay tuned for that. We'll be talking about his campaign that may be official today. Or as soon as they announce it. But today, of course, is August 1st. It is the deadline for getting in all signatures for getting on the ballot for the November election in 2011 this year. So we believe he'll have enough signatures, but we're going to talk to Gatewood here in a little bit about that and see what's going on. Of course, as you know, the local Teapot and the National Teapot Party with Willie Nelson does support Gatewood's campaign. Now, of course, I'm the happy hemptress over there rolling up the pot today is our very own Burn Man. And I have to tell you, we are celebrating today. It is. Well, it's a few days later, but we're celebrating Richard Wright and his birthday and his life. He, of course, was the keyboard player and one of the writers of lots of the great music you loved from or love from Pink Floyd. And July 28th, 1943, he was born and died September 15th, 3 years ago in 08. And I must tell you, the song that we played kicking off, as well as the other songs that we're going to play throughout the show, is from Richard Wright and or Pink Floyd. The first one was Pink Floyd, co-written, by Rick Wright and sang by him. The other co-writers, of course, the words was Anthony Moore and David Gilmour on the music, along with Rick. But the song was Wearing the Inside Out from the 94 the last Pink Floyd album, I should say. I think it was a song about Rick, for Rick, by Rick and his friends, because there for a long time he was wearing the inside out. Now he's just outside in. But we love him and miss him and support him. And for you cigarette smokers out there, Rick Wright died of lung cancer, folks, sometime right after he had cataract surgery.
Switch over to cannabis.
Well, it's funny because Rick didn't smoke that much. He had made statements in the past that he'd smoked it, you know, throughout, you know, the early years, but preferred to drink and apparently smoke cigarettes. So just goes to show you that it doesn't take marijuana to make great music. But either way, we miss him. We love his music, and we're going to play a single cut off of his own two solo albums later in the show. We'll be hearing one from Broken China as well as Wet Dream. Yep, he had an album called Wet Dream. you know, you do your own imagination. Anyway, of course, it is Hemp Rock Radio. We got a lot of other things to do and a lot of other things to talk about. In the meantime, we've got tours going on down here at Media Bridges. Young people, I don't know where they're coming from, but looks like they're giving tours here for Media Bridges. So I guess if you're interested and you want to see what's going on down here and learn how to do TV and or radio, go to mediabridges.org and of course our very own wvqc.org, where you can hear us live on the internet
and you become a member.
Absolutely. That's how we will stay on the air. We are a low power to the people. And although there has been some changes in Congress, we'll keep you up on that. So sometime in the future, we may be able to get a louder signal. In the meantime, we're sounding pretty damn good out there. I heard us up on Coleraine Avenue around Galbraith and a little bit above, patchy in between the other 95.7 we won't mention. And a few days before that, up on Glenway Avenue and sounding really good and strong. You're hearing it over in Northern Kentucky.
Highland Heights.
It's fantastic. So we are so glad that we are getting better out there. The better we sound, the more people we can hear or can hear us. Now, of course, public access, you know, if we are, if nothing is airing right now on Cincinnati Public Access through Media Bridges, on your TV, you can hear us because WVQC is the background music during breaks and calendar scheduling in between videos that are being aired. So if you're out there listening on TV at channel, 24 and 4? 4 and 24, right?
I ain't sure about 24.
Yeah, I think so. Well, I don't know. I'm not sure if we are
Media
airing.
Bridges handles channel 4.
That's right. It might just be channel 4.
I don't know about 24.
Yeah. Well, either way, any of the videos that Burn Man and others air on Media Bridges can also be seen later on in archives on mediabridges.org. You can go to the on-demand page and see some of the stuff. So I know that we had some stuff airing from the last Global Marijuana March and Hemp Rock Hemp Fest. Anything new coming out of Hemp Rock TV, Burn Man?
This is medical marijuana stuff. Marijuana cures prostate cancer. There's a documentary on a guy cured himself with marijuana. And he had prostate cancer.
Fantastic. And that was with the hemp oil?
Yeah, with the oil.
Okay. Well, I'll tell you something. You know, I now and then have a couple of spots that pop out. I guess light-skinned people have them. I don't know if it's just a mole or a mole that's gone crazy or whatever. I had the doctors look at him, and he said it was just normal. But I took some hemp oil that I happened to have on a couple of them. And I...
They went away.
After about 3 weeks of rubbing the hemp oil on it and letting it stay on there, one just fell off. Yeah. So I'm going to try a couple other things.
Some things that go away anyway, though.
No, I've got some that have not gone away. And I've had one other one drop off. A number of years ago, I was trying a product that you add to water that makes your water more oxygenized. Mm-hmm. And it's supposed to help cleanse the body. And one of my moles did pop off. Yeah. So things are odd. Things are weird. There's other things out there besides pharmaceuticals. I suggest that you do the research, you educate yourself, and learn some of the things that are going on. All you have to do is watch TV and see the commercials, and you know what the pharmaceuticals do. I love the ones for the depression. If you take this for depression, you may experience some suicidal or murderous tendencies and leakage of your butt.
But I do have a new program I'm working on right now, and that's how Obama's deceived us all.
Boy, has he not.
He is the biggest deceiver around.
Has he not deceived us?
He got me. That's bad. You conned the con, man.
Yeah, that's right. He got me, too. I was hoping for the best. And every time that the internet gathers up, you know, for instance, on Facebook, Google, all the different stuff where they do a live town hall with the president and you have time to submit questions in, every time this happens, including a time where he said, everybody text me what you want to do. Marijuana questions were
number
at the top.
One.
Number one every time. And every time he either said, well, I don't support legalizing marijuana. I don't think it'll work. Or he just ignores them. So,
he just outright says he ain't willing to end the drug war.
Right.
Not on his watch.
Yeah, not on my watch. The drug war is going to continue.
His watch is going to end.
We're going to wave to all the kids out there. I don't know what the tour is, but we are waving out here for WVQC and Media Bridges. And hope that you guys can tune in to WVQC 95.7 FM.
I think they're wanting samples.
Yeah, I wonder if they know what the show's about. Well, I'll tell you, there is some things coming out of Ohio we will be covering between now and the election of next year. There are two groups, as a matter of fact, that are working on a medical bill. The first one, let's see, I've got the abbreviations here, the Ohio Medical Cannabis or Medical Cannabis Association, and then there's the Ohio, let's just say the OCMC. After we have Gatewood on, we'll talk a little bit more about it. There are two different groups, and of course, at some point, we will decide, Burn Man, which one we support. I've been reading them over, and yes, folks, it is long, detailed information. One is going to allow up to 12 plants. One will allow up to 12 mature plants.
What happens if they both pass?
Well,
which is probably what's going to happen.
That is the question. Now, first, they both have to be okayed or denied by the Ohio Attorney General. I believe Mike DeWine or Pat DeWine. Which one's the judge? I forget. It's a DeWine.
It's a DeWine.
It's a DeWine. That's all I know. It's a DeWine. I think it's Mike DeWine.
Part of the royal family.
Yeah. And we're waiting to see back. They have 10 days for the one that was put in last week. And I think a few days before that, another one was submitted. Either way, we're going to follow up on this and find out if both or which one or if any. I predict, be honest with you, that he's going to try to knock them both out. That's my prediction. Folks, you have to understand it's not even about the wording. It is, but it's also even about where you put it.
Well, they're expecting that first time around.
Sure. Well, the way that it's that you have to make sure that everything is done correct. For instance, periods have to be in the correct place. Colons and semicolons all have to be in the right order. The right indention, the right amount of spaces in, per line. You have to do double space. These are all technicalities that also must be followed along with the wording and the correct spellings. For instance, if they spell it with a J, marijuana with a J, that won't even be paid attention to. And it will not change Ohio law because in Ohio law, it's with an H, folks. So it has to be done with an H. So it really is marijuana.
The American. They know how to spell here in Ohio?
Obviously, they didn't. It was the American version of that Spanish word, the H instead of the J. So these folks have to make sure they do that. I'm sure they both sides have lawyers, and I'm not saying that either one is competing. I hope that it doesn't end up here in Ohio like it did in California last year with Prop 19, with those for and against. But I look at it like a sales rep. Okay, the first lesson you learn in sales in order to do better sales is never give your customer a yes or a no question when it comes to buying your product. Always give them an option. Would you like this one or this one? Because if you say, do you want it, yes or no, you know, it's a 50% chance they're going to say, well, no. So if you give them an option of which one, and don't give them a no option, the human brain, as sales reps will tell you, is more apt to choose one than to say no, because it confuses them. Which one do you want? Now, that's if you're not paying attention. But I hope that when it goes up to the Prince DeWine, that he has to okay both of them, and then the voters of Ohio can choose which one's the better one. Now, if they both pass, I don't know, Burn Man. We'll see what happens. I guess maybe I hope the governor doesn't get to choose which one. But I support medical marijuana, and we as a group, Burn Man and myself and the Hemp Rock crew, we all support it. We do just want to make sure that it is the best bill that can get passed, and so we're going to be really talking about that and inviting both groups on. I don't know if we'll be able to get both groups on at the same time. Again, we are a poor station and only have one telephone line, so if you want to help us get two lines so we can have a debate on the phone, send us your money and become a member, $30 or more. And if you're a business in the area, you can underwrite. And
get your business name out there.
Yeah. Not really a commercial, but we'll mention you and say you support us. So that's one way that we can stay on. So we will be following that. Now, we've got some news coming out. First of all, I do want to tell you who our guest tomorrow is. Julia, and I'm going to sit here and blank on her last name. I've got Julia Bass in my head because I was reading about Detroit earlier and the girl that's wanting to garden in her front yard. So I'm going to have to find Julia's last name. But she is, of course, the, I can't say incarnation, but keeping the memory incarnate of Peter McWilliams, who passed away back in 1999 or 2000. I'm going to forget now. We'll talk about that tomorrow, though. She is our guest. And but stay tuned. Gatewood Galbraith will be on here in just a few minutes and talking about his campaign and how that's going. Also, I want to let you know that Wayward Bill, out of Colorado, we had him on the show some months back. I'm going to seek to get a hold of him this afternoon and see if he can come on and join us for a few minutes tomorrow. He has been nominated and has accepted, Burn Man, and you'll be interested in this, the executive director of the U.S. Marijuana Party. Wayward Bill is now their president. Rich Rawlings out of Illinois has, and Sheree Kreider, apparently, have stepped out.
Right.
And they have apparently said, Bill, it's yours. So we'll find out from Bill hopefully tomorrow, and if not, we'll get a hold of him and get you the story on that. But that is the latest release from the U.S. Marijuana Party. Now, we are ready to roll on, of course, as I told you. Gatewood Galbraith is coming in just a few minutes after the break, and to start that break off, we're going to do a cut off of Richard Wright's last CD, his solo CD, before he passed. It's called Broken China, and the song is Unfair Ground. Now, this is an instrumental, so you can assess for yourself what you think the song's about. I'm going to say that the president and all of the cohorts against us that want to keep this drug war going and keep all of you people in prison and make more prisoners in the private prison industry, I think they've kind of put us on unfair ground. So along with celebrating Richard Wright's birthday, we're gonna go on and talk about the drug war after that. It's Hemp Rock Radio. I am the Happy Hemptress. He's the Burn Man. Gonna roll up Unfair Ground from Richard Wright. We'll be back with Gatewood Galbraith in about 5 minutes.
We are the Drug Policy Alliance. We envision new drug policies grounded in science, compassion, health, and human rights.
I support the Drug Policy Alliance because it fosters debate on drug policy.
Because the war on drugs represents an extraordinary violation of human rights.
Because whether you use drugs or not, you deserve to be treated with respect, kindness, and dignity.
I support the Drug Policy Alliance because I'm a scientist.
Because the United States has the highest incarceration rate in the world.
We believe the war on drugs is really a war on people.
I support the Drug Policy Alliance because I want my children to receive honest drug education.
Because it's time to step out of our comfort zone and begin to tell the truth about drugs and our failed drug policies.
Because the war on drugs is a war on people of color.
The Drug Policy Alliance promotes harm reduction.
Because the drug problem is a health problem, not a criminal problem.
We promote new solutions to reduce the harms of both drug use and drug prohibition.
I support the Drug Policy Alliance because I believe in the right to sovereignty over one's own mind and body.
Because so many people are incarcerated.
I know. I spent 12 years in prison because of a first-time nonviolent drug offense.
Because I believe in personal freedom and personal choice.
Because the drug war
isn't that the war on drugs, it's
the war on people. I'm Tony Papa.
I'm George Soros.
I'm Sting, and I am the Drug Policy Alliance.
I'm Larice Harvey.
I am Dr. Matilda Krim.
I'm Elizabeth Sarnoff.
I'm Montel Williams, and I am the Drug Policy Alliance.
I am the Drug Policy Alliance.
I am the Drug Policy Alliance.
And I am the Drug Policy Alliance.
We are the Drug Policy Alliance. Online at drugpolicy.org. Please join us.
WVQC. Radio for the people, by the people.
Hey, this is Willie, and you're going to be voting for a governor in your state, Kentucky, pretty quick. So think about Gatewood Galbraith, because he's my friend. I've known him a long time. He and I believe the same way about a whole lot of things, and I think you believe a lot of the same things that he does. So hear him out. Gatewood for governor. Thank you.
Hey, I'm Willie Nelson, and I started the Teapot Party so we could tax, regulate, and legalize marijuana. If you lean a little to the left like us, please join us at facebook.com/teapotparty or through your local party, including the Cincinnati Northern Kentucky Teapot Party, or start one in your area. And I like that one. Hi, I'm Willie Nelson. And you're listening to Hemp Rock Radio on Radio Free Queen City, WVQC LP, Cincinnati 95.7 FM, and WVQC.org, low power to the people. Also on WEEDRadioNetwork.com.
All righty. We, of course, want to thank our leader, Willie Nelson, and bring in our guest today, our main leader in Kentucky and future governor of Kentucky. Gatewood, are you there?
I sure am, Lynn. Thanks for having me on.
Well, thanks for jumping on in short notice. If you could just talk into your telephone there a little bit closer, that'll be perfect.
All right. Yeah, boy, Willie was a dear to do all that for you, wasn't he?
He was so fantastic. Such a sweetheart.
Yeah, he keeps giving and giving.
Yes,
you know?
Yes, he does. Even under duress with this drug war, he does. You know, and as you know,
you would find it hard to tell when Willie was under duress. he just doesn't show it.
That's true.
I was talking to Waylon Jennings one day, and he was saying, yeah. He said, when the IRS told Willie he owed him $17 million, he says, I called him up, and he was in Hawaii playing golf. And I said, Willie, $17 million? He says, well, it ain't so much if you say it real fast.
Now, you know, we could remind everybody, of course, they went after him and hassled him when he was supporting your 1991 campaign.
That's right, man. And he turned around and supported it twice more, so that says how much he feels about people trying to coerce him.
Absolutely.
Swell, swell guy. But listen, you know, he was talking about my governor's race here, Lynn, and I appreciate the opportunity to get on and talk about it. You know, I know that you've offered the same thing to the other candidates.
Yep.
So, you know, I'm sure, but they have failed to get on because they don't believe in the audience, and I do. You know, I believe in everybody who's listening to this. I believe that they have fire in their hands to help us revolutionize Kentucky. And all they got to do is get your head in order and go register to vote. And if you're already registered, then get a group of people, go down to the polls and vote this November 8th, Gatewood Galbraith and D. Riley for governor and lieutenant governor. Kentucky's going to be a hell of a place to live if I get to be governor.
Now, I know that today is the deadline to get signatures in to get you on the ballot, but you guys turned yours in already, correct?
We turned ours in. That is absolutely correct. Actually, August the 9th was the last day that we had, but we turned in. We needed 5,000, and we turned in 7,400, and they counted 7,044 of them. So we got way more than enough. And, you know, 5,000 doesn't sound like a lot unless you ask them all over for breakfast in the morning.
True.
That's a hell of a lot of eggs be flipping, I'll tell you.
So you've already gotten your answer back that you are legitimately on the November ballot.
That is correct. We are certified candidates in the ballot.
Fantastic.
They just came out with a poll that had us at 9%. Well, you know, hell, we just announced. We've been running and doing things, but, you know, we just formally became a candidate, and already we're right there at the door of double digits. So, you know, we feel real good about it. If we have 15 to 20% by September, then we just have a hell of a shot at it.
Absolutely. Well, congratulations for making it on the ballot once again.
Well, thank you very much. It's important. You know, we are totally independent, no party affiliation whatsoever. We don't want one. You know, the parties are afraid to make the tough decisions, like changing the marijuana laws and treatment instead of prison for the people who have drug problems. They can't do that. The parties are afraid of it. But independents, we don't care who gets credit for doing what's right for the people.
Yeah.
And so everybody's got a good idea. It's going to help people come to us, and we'll put it into action. And maybe we can lift Kentucky out of this downward spiral and find stuff in.
The whole country, it is just getting worse. And nobody thought last year it was going to get worse, but it is absolutely getting worse.
Well, I can tell you it is. It's going to get even worse than it is now.
Yeah.
You know, in 1993, Gene Strong, head of the Council for Economic Development, the fellow who gives out tax incentives to locate jobs here in the state of Kentucky, said publicly, "I have a plan for every Kentuckian. By the year 2012, 80% of Kentuckians are going to be earning $8 an hour." You know, who's going to buy the houses? Who's going to buy the cars? Who's going to start the families?
Yeah.
They're trying to take us down to a third world status, and if everybody sits around on their both hands up their butt whistling Dixie, they're going to put us there. We need to get out here and fight.
Yeah.
We need everybody listening out there ought to get outraged about what they're being done to them. You're just absolutely being screwed, and, you know, you ought not like it. Because it ain't done with no love and affection, and you ain't going to get kissed over it.
Yeah. You know, when I came into to the movement and your campaign in 1990, one of the things that I remember so strongly about your campaign speech is that they were, and we were in a police state. That is 21 years ago, right? And look how much worse it is today. We, you know, all I want to say is this, and then I'll get your opinion. I, of course, know your opinion. But every Republican governor in every state in this country has instituted where they are leasing the state prisons to their private prison buddies.
I would put them all in prison for doing that.
Their own prisons.
Private prisons are absolutely bane, and they are absolutely the worst, they are the biggest evidence that we've moved from a free society into a police state.
Yeah.
You know, we got people whose dividend checks get bigger than more people they can put in prison beds every night. You know, that's a modern day slavery is what the hell that is.
Absolutely.
And I want all those people who are involved in that industry to be put in prison for a year or two just to let them see how they like what they think of.
Oh, I think it should be way longer than a year or two. I think what they are doing is probably the most evil thing that anybody could come up with. And then at the same time...
No. The people who put out OxyContin and those poison prescriptions,
knowing
what they are, knowing that they're going to kill people, those are the most evil of them all.
Yeah, about equal.
Put them in the same jail cell.
Yeah.
Feed them OxyContin for a year and then take them off of it. See how they feel about it.
Burn Man wants to say something.
Hey, Gatewood, right. Are there any private prisons there in Kentucky right now?
There are two private prisons in the state right now. I would get rid of both of them if I'm governor.
What's the names of them?
I believe that Sandy Hook was one. And There's another one. I don't think it's Cumberland. But you can get on there.
I'll get on the internet. I'll find it.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah, and then along with that, we have the Supreme Court rulings that recently came out, one of them out of the Lexington case, where all you got to do is make a sound in your abode, where you're living, apartment house, and if the cop says, oh, sounds like he's flushing something down the toilet or trying to throw the drugs away, they could just bust in your door with, not even with the no-knock warrant. They don't even need a warrant now.
Right. Yeah, they do not, you know. I've had two circuit judges down here tell me that we don't have right to privacy in our home anymore.
Yeah.
But I'll tell you what. I mean, that's the reason I'm holding the M60 on the front cover of my autobiography.
Yeah.
You know, there's one thing what the judges say, and it's another thing what the hell I say. And, you know, I ain't afraid to die, and I ain't afraid to stand up and be an icon for resisting them at the threshold.
Yeah.
Because I'm just not going to put up with it, you know. I'm not going to live in a police state. I may die in a police state, but I sure as hell ain't going to live in a police state.
Yeah, it is so out of hand. It is, you know, in one respect, a lot of people go, oh, well, we're doing much better now. We have, you know, 16 states with medical in D.C. We're all doing great, yet the feds are clamping down there and hassling people, putting people in jail. Recently, as you know, out of California, a doctor and a lawyer were both put in jail. They were providers within the legal bounds of their state. And we may be having medical marijuana in the state of Ohio next year. But as long as this other trend is continuing, those things probably aren't going to help. And
well,
so,
if you want to bring it to a head, you elect me as governor of the state of Kentucky.
Well, that was what I was going to say, is it's going to take this. It's going to take people like yourself. We have to get people in office to undo the damage that's been done.
Listen, if I could make a list of everybody who's listening to this program who does not go out there and drive people to the polls with a whip, I'd make a list now. I'd come around there, and I would just put a noogie on every one of their heads. By God, you need to get off your butt and go out there and get to the polls and get all your friends. I mean, you know, a lot of those folks out there who don't do that remind me of the slaves who couldn't leave the plantations after the Emancipation Proclamation.
Yeah. Too afraid.
Well, hell, man. I mean, it's a free world out there. Get free. Think free. Be free.
Yeah.
Get there to the polls and cast that vote. I got a great running mate. She's going to do a lot for the women and children of Kentucky. If you're listening to this program, you got children. I want to make sure your children get trained into employability. We're going to give them all a high school diploma worth $5,000 for books, tuition, and fees. Any institution of further learning in the state that will train them into employability. Yeah, we got all kinds of plans for helping everybody out in ways they never thought of before, but we got to be put in there. And all you listeners out there are the ones that are going to do it. An atom bomb is a lot of little atoms going off all at once.
Yeah.
You know, one little atom in and of itself ain't much, but you put several million of them together, and that is a pretty strong force. So, you need to get out there and get it done. Remember, I'm making a list.
Well, I think it's kind of like now or never, because it is going to get worse if we don't do something soon. I have a lot of fears of what's going to happen during the presidential election, for instance, because we certainly know we can't have Obama back in for our issues anyway. And now it's kind of exposing that he doesn't care about the rest of us anyway, even without this issue. Normally I wouldn't go Republican, yet Ron Paul and Gary Johnson certainly tend to go towards our issues on the hemp issue and in the marijuana issue, but I don't know how they are on some of the other issues, so I really fear for the 2011 election.
Really, I'm 64. I can't do this much more.
I know.
And, I mean, you know, I've been at it since I've been at it since 83, you know, so
yeah.
That's 28 years I've been at it.
Yeah.
And I have my limits, but especially trying to do it without the money.
Right.
You know, the only thing this campaign lacks right now is money. We hope we can overcome that.
Yeah.
You know, we just doubled our voter total in the last poll. We're, like I say, right at double figures. And if we raise enough money, we can go ahead and put it over the top.
Yeah.
We need enough money to raise as a run ad in the last 2 weeks. I don't know how much that is total, but we just need enough.
Yeah.
So, you know, for all you need donuts, and people I call donuts, you trust fund babies out there have been sitting on something wide. and wondering what to do with your life. here'd be a hell of a place to have a real impact. And, you know, if you've got the guts, you've got the cojones, male or female, you really want to make a big difference, yeah, you know, come see me, give me a call, dust off that trust fund, and let's have a revolution here in the state and in the nation.
Absolutely.
Our election would be a revolution.
Yes, it would. Boy, at this point, it always was, but it's even more important and even more of a revolution now under the circumstances that we are in. And it's unfortunate. I really wasn't hoping that my feelings years ago was going to come to fruition, but my feelings of that it has to get worse before it can get better, before people really see what's going on, has certainly played out since I've joined the campaign and this movement.
Right.
And
well, you know, you've been a big help to it. You've been an icon yourself, you know, so
Thank you.
All our work's going to come together, and never can tell how far those ripples are going to go.
I certainly hope so. Well, Gatewood, I don't want to keep it too long. I know you got different things going on, but I do want to congratulate. Oh, Burnman wants to say something real quick.
You're going
to
be out Fancy Farm, Kentucky next week, right?
I am going to kick their ass this Saturday at Fancy Farm, brother.
I'm going to try to make it out there.
Thank you, Burnman.
Bring your camera.
I was just thinking about that a few minutes ago, and I got distracted. I'm glad he's that Kentucky guy.
It's a long ways, but it's good barbecue. It's, and it's a lot of good people.
Too. Yeah.
It's going to be the most important speech I've ever given.
Yeah. Now, what I can do is pull out from last year your little bit of an interview that they aired on PBS in the special on the Fancy Farm. And hopefully we'll see you again on PBS. After that,
you're going to be seeing plenty of it, I'm sure.
Absolutely. Well, real quick, give out all the information you want people to know and how they can, and let people know how they can support you besides getting out to the polls.
Right. Well, you can go to gatewood.com. You know, we need money. We need money. We're just like everybody else. We need money. I've got over six figures in it myself. We need all the help we can get. Every little bit counts. You can go to gatewood.com and do it through the internet, or you can send it to me at P.O. Box 1438. That's the Post Office Box 1438, Lexington 40588. Lexington 40588. And or you can get on for sure at gatewood.com and either mail it to us off that or do it over the internet. So we can use all the help we can get.
Now, one other way that people can help is such as our boy Carl, who is part of the Kentucky and Cincinnati Willie Nelson Teapot Party with us. He is part of a group of people that put out the calendars for the local sports in the different areas of Kentucky, and has put an ad out for the campaign for you. So for folks out there that do similar things, that have bulletin boards or stores that have a bulletin board or whatever, if they put something out in their neighborhood and they want to share a little bit of space like Carl has done, that's another way to get Gatewood Riley's campaign out there.
Call into the talk shows and write letters to the editor.
That too. Absolutely. Talk shows
all
love
that. All that helps.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely.
Thank you so much, Leanne.
Thank you, Gatewood, for the short notice and joining us. And as always, you know that I support you along with Hemp Rock and Burn Man and all the rest of us and the Teapot Party. And we're going to...
God bless our troops and God bless America.
Absolutely. Gatewood, hang on the line just for a minute. We're going to go ahead and roll up this next clip. Of course, I don't know if you know, we're celebrating Richard Wright, the keyboard of Pink Floyd. His birthday was last week, although he did pass 3 years ago. So we're going to roll up his next clip. And I do believe it's from his Wet Dream CD, Against the Odds. So this is an honor of Rick and yourself, because you are also against the odds, but we're going to make sure that you are the next governor of Kentucky.
Thank
so
you.
Hang on the line. It's Hemp Rock Radio. We'll be back after the break.
Break the promise made face to face. Some things here we don't understand. I don't know why we go on so. I don't want to fight no more tonight. Every time's the same, both of us to blame. I don't want to talk no more tonight. We've come through before. Now we ask for more. Seems to me we can't stay at all. Words have no meaning, but oh, such a feeling. Can there be a way out of here?
Drugs.
And I'm with Leap. Hey, I see you let that one get away.
Get away? What?
You let Michael Phelps go.
Oh, he's such a nice fella. But we're going after those other scum, though.
Ah, yes. The wrong crowd we've heard so much about.
Those bastards just sitting there doing drugs.
Doesn't justice demand equal treatment under the law?
Well, yeah, but, I mean, how would it look, given the prison sentence or even probation to an Olympic gold medalist?
Yeah, what harm was he doing?
Right. I mean, well, he was hanging out with drug dealers. That's what he was doing.
Throw the book at him.
I can't.
Throw the book at them.
Now you're talking. Send our kids a message.
Yeah, swim faster.
Hi, I'm the Burn Man, and this is Hemp Rock Radio on Radio Free Queen City, WBQC LP Cincinnati 95.7 FM and WBQC.org, the voice of the Queen City.
Pass that joint, Burn Man, I swear, you're always hogging the pot. Well, we want to thank Gatewood, of course, for joining us today, and got a lot of stuff coming up, but don't forget, if you aren't registered to vote, you must either go to where you get your driver's license or your tag for your car, or the clerk of court, right, Burn Man?
Oh, in Kentucky?
Yeah, the voters were the, I'm blanking on the name of it.
There in Canton County, it's right there, right next to where you get
registered.
They used to do it there in the same office, but now they're in an office right next door. Board of Elections.
Okay. Well, the point, though, is get registered. I think.
But where you get your driver's license, welfare office, food stamps.
Yeah. For now, till they pass a law that if you're poor and have no money and are on welfare or food stamps, you're not allowed to vote. They're already trying to do that, you know, because they're making it so you can't if you have marijuana. And then if you get charged, then the, you know, felony, then you can't. So
Kroger's will pay the price on that one because people still ain't going to go hungry.
Yeah, no doubt. Well, I do want to get a couple of things in before I forget. If you did not get a chance last week, it will probably repeat sometime this week, but I can't promise you that because I don't work for PBS. But if you know the program Frontline, they had a special last, well, not a special, but they aired one of their programs last week. It was a new one called The Pot Republic. And if you did miss that on PBS in your area, if you go to my Facebook page under Lynn with an E, Wilson, and you scroll down on my wall, you can see a link to the PBS video and watch it online if you missed it. I did watch it, and or most of it, I should say. I was kind of dozing, so I have to watch it again myself. But you know, it was, you know, Frontline usually hits the nail on the head on most cases, so I would venture to say most people will like it. Now, again, reminder, tomorrow, our very special guest, once again, in honor of Peter McWilliam's birthday tomorrow, I believe, will be Julia Rose. So I apologize to Julia for forgetting my favorite flower. Julia Rose, she speaks and will be speaking at the Seattle Hemp Fest and maybe the Boston Hemp Fest in honor of Peter McWilliams. If you go to my Facebook page, you can see a video that she has posted about Peter. And you can also hear her song about Peter tomorrow on tomorrow's show. We have a lot of other things to get to. Hopefully we'll get Wayward Bill on, the new president, executive director of the U.S. Marijuana Party. I put an email out to him, so stay tuned for that tomorrow as well. And a lot of other things going on, but don't forget, get registered to vote everywhere, but specifically in Kentucky, and vote for Gatewood Galbraith, of course, in the 2011 November 8th election if you want to end the drug war, start in Kentucky. I am the Happy Hemptress. Burn Man, you want to get that rolled up because I believe Jay's probably coming in here in a few minutes with Cincinnati's Conscience here at WVQC LP Cincinnati. Low power to the people, of course. We will be back tomorrow, 1 o'clock, same time, Eastern, right here down at the Media Bridges. And we'll talk about stuff again. Burn Man, thanks for rolling up the pot.
Time to go smoke some more of this pot. I got more rolled up than what we smoked.
Yeah. And, of course, tomorrow we'll probably have the Pottsbury Dope Boy, Chef Pot and Hash, with the Pottsbury Bakery segment and the Hemp Rock Cafe. We'll be back tomorrow.
This has been the Monday edition of Hemp Rock Radio with the Happy Hemptress, the Burn Man, and the Pottsbury Dope Boy Pot and Hash. Speaking for the legalization of marijuana. Hemp Rock Radio airs Mondays and Tuesdays from 1 to 2 p.m. Eastern on WVQC LP. Find Hemp Rock Radio archives at weedradionetwork.com.
Watch Hemp Rock TV on Northern Kentucky's Insight Cable Channel 21, Cincinnati's Time Warner Cable Channel 4 and 24, and now online at weedradionetwork.com.
You can join the Hemp Rockers list at HempRock.com and the Hemp Rock Hemp Line at 513-684-HEMP. That's 513-684-HEMP. To help end Cincinnati's harmful marijuana ordinance, please visit CincinnatiMarijuanaLaw.com. That's CincinnatiMarijuanaLaw.com.
I got a hand full of wonder seed. I'm gonna cultivate this mystery. Ain't gonna be green beans tree.
Do you want marijuana? Do you want marijuana?
Rock Radio, the Pottsbury Bakery, and Hemp Rock Cafe are brought to you by Hemp Rock Productions. Thanks for listening to Hemp Rock Radio and Radio Free Queen City, a member of Media Bridges Community Media Center on 95.7 FM WVQC-LP Cincinnati. WVQC-LP broadcasts from Cincinnati's Computer Cooperative Studios. You can listen online, become a member, and support the station at WVQC.org. Coming up next on WVQC-LP is Jay All Day with Cincinnati's Conscience, where hippie meets the hood.
I wanna get high.